Anik Bosk's unbeaten 74 off 48 balls enabled South Africa to knock out six-time champions Australia from the Women's T20 World Cup on Thursday. In the first semi-final of the tournament, South Africa defeated Australia by 8 wickets at Dubai International Stadium to reach the final of the tournament, and in the 2023 T20 World Cup final, South Africa lost to Australia by 19 runs to miss out on their maiden ICC silverware. However, this time they overcame the Aussie hurdle and will eye to clinch the title on Sunday. The second semi-final will be played between West Indies and New Zealand in Sharjah on Friday. Proteas captain Laura Woolwart won the toss and opted to bowl first. South African bowlers backed their skipper's decision and bowled economically to restrict Australia to 134 fifths in 20 overs, with Beth Mooney playing a knock of 44 runs while Ellis Perry contributed 31, chasing a below par 135. Woolwart and Tasman Brits gave a cautious start to South Africa in the power play before Annabel Sutherland drew first blood for Australia in the fifth over. She removed Brits for 15 as Anik Bosk joined her captain in the middle. The senior duo lived up to the occasion and stitched a 96-run match-setting stand for the second wicket. Bosk played the role of aggressor and hit 8 fours and a 6 in a 74-run knock, while Woolwart struck 37 ball 42 including 3 fours and a maximum before Sutherland got her second for the night in the 15th over. It was too late for Australia to further dent South Africa's chase as new batter Chloe Tryon only contributed 1 run, with Bosk finishing in fashion to take her side over the line in the 18th over. Before the start of the match, South Africa have never defeated Australia in the women's T20I. On the other hand, Australia will not play the T20 World Cup final for the first time since 2009. In the tournament's history, Australia have won 6 titles and finished runners-up once. Earlier, Australia managed to score 134 runs in front of economical Proteas bowlers. Grace Harris, who had previously scored 40 as a makeshift opener against India, was dismissed for just 3 off Ayobonga Khaka, giving South Africa their first breakthrough of the match. The Aussies also lost Georgia Wareham early on, but Beth Mooney and Talia McGrath steadied the innings with a solid 50-run partnership for the third wicket. Left-arm spinner Nonkululeko Malaba broke the partnership by dismissing McGrath for 27. Mooney continued until the 17th over, scoring 44 runs off 42 balls before being run out. Ellis Perry then came in with an attacking mindset, boosting the innings with a quick-fire 31 runs off 23 balls. Phoebe Litchfield, who had a useful cameo against India, followed up with 16 runs off 9 deliveries. Khaka stood out among South Africa's bowlers with figures of 224 in 4 overs. Marazan Kapp and Malaba bagged 1 wicket each, while Chloe Tryon finished with the figures of 025 in her 4 overs. Brief scores: Australia 134 fifths in 20 overs, Beth Mooney 44, Ellis Perry 31. Ayobonga Khaka 224, lost to South Africa 135 halves in 17.2 overs, Anik Bosk 74**, Laura Woolwart 42, Annabel Sutherland 226, by 8 wickets.